What a thrilling time of year it is. In the book of Isaiah, in the 55th chapter, beginning at the 8th verse, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And I want to pay special attention here to the 10th verse, the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th verse. "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void." And I'm going to repeat that little statement right in there. "It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, what I please. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Amen. This is about God. During this time of year, you hear everything. You hear all the positive things. You hear all the negative things. We have questions that go on just up 95 here, just inside the Beltway. What's going to happen on these? Oh, Congress, you need to make a decision, not make a decision. You hear everything. You go to the store. Which store should I go to? Which gift should I buy? Should I buy something for this person, not for that person? You have all kind of questions and issues and things going on in your mind. This is the time that we focus on God. Because God, in His wisdom, He decided to do something. God made a choice to send His Son to die upon a cross. But it all began where? In a manger. It begins with an absolutely beautiful story. These past couple nights that I was telling you about and going to these programs, and I'm just sitting there just loving it. The orchestras are playing. The dancers are just, they had wonderful ballet on Thursday night. They had, they were rocking around the Christmas tree next door here on Friday night. And Bill was so happy over there, just loved it, the programs that were put on. The kids were there, and they had the little marks, and they stood up right where they're supposed to be. And every time they weren't doing something, they'd start scratching and moving and all. And don't worry about anybody else watching you. Oh, that was just the highlight of the program. The simplicity of children. The simplicity of children as we celebrate the birth of Christ. How did it all begin? Because God chose. God chose. I hear a lot of negative things. You know, if you're out in the work world out there, if you're sometimes, not often, occasionally in the home life, things will get a little negative. But you know, you have people that come out and they make statements and they have certain mindset and all. And what I like to do is constantly go back to what I believe is the strength, the thing that we stand upon. That is that God's Word is going to get it done. it will not return to him void in spite of you and in spite of me. I love the folks that got up and sang today. I thought Jill did just a marvelous job. That little guy, Matt, the guy in the group, we can't stand him. We just can't stand him, you know. Right, Bob? Get away. He does two things, in time and on pitch. We're not used to that. We're not used to that. That's right, it's young. I was making comments, Joe was wanting to fight. Well, Joe wanted to pick a fight out there. But the thing that I am so encouraged about are people who get up and sing from the heart and who have a ministry in the way that they sing and the messages they are given. You can have individuals that have tremendous talent. If they do not have the Spirit of the living God living within them, leading them, guiding them, directing them, what a difference. What a difference when somebody is simply led of God to say, you know what, I'm going to do it. Downstairs, occasionally you'll hear a little rumble. You'll hear a little something going on. They're pretty quiet today. Sometimes, make sure they haven't fallen asleep. You check every now and then, make sure that nothing's burning. If we have a smell down there we don't like, we'll run down there and check. But they are doing it, why? Because they are doing it unto the Lord. They are doing it unto the Lord. I don't care if we have store-bought potato salad or somebody else's potato salad or somebody else's potato salad. That's something we're not going to get into today. It is all going to be for the Lord. The potato salad is going to be good. Hopefully the deviled egg is going to be quite tasty. All the wonderful things that we're looking forward to. Why? Not just to fill our belly, but to fill our soul. Number one, God's Word will get results. I believe that. God's Word, when it is spoken, it will get results. We were here practicing this morning, and it had not been 5 minutes. Brother Bob says, you know what? What about what's going on down there with Kelly and Susan? Have you seen them? And, you know, we were chatting just for a second over there, and the door opened and walked in. I looked at Bob, and I said, seek, and you shall receive. He thought I had something to do with it, which I did not. But I sure took the credit. I did. God's Word will get results. If you have something that you're dealing with, if you have a question inside of your situation, your body, your finances, your social situation, whatever that question is, God's Word will bring results. I believe it. Number two. God's Word says here in the 10th verse, as water, and the snow come down from heaven. They're not going to go back up to heaven, but what? God will use that to bring forth all the wonderful things received from the ground. So God's Word will furnish tools and resources to get His job done. Tools and resources. And I love going to these plays this week, and the actors are, they are church actors. And I love it, because the lines are stumbled on a little bit like that, and the delivery, and they're unsure, and they're kind of nervous, and I absolutely love it, because you know it is real. It's not somebody paid to stand up there to try to impress me. It is real. It is real. And I like the things that don't quite go right just as well, the ones that go along smoothly and perfectly, because I know they are coming from the same attitude of somebody simply wanting to serve. And God will furnish those tools that are needed. Thirdly, God's Word will meet needs. You heard about that this morning. Prayer request time, praise time, how God will simply meet needs. In the 11th verse, It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. That's God. That's God. I want to be involved in the God thing. I want to be working for what God is working for. I know that He will, through His wisdom, through His power, He will make it happen. I want to be a part of it. Everybody's excited. How many of you? Well, there's a few in here. Excuse me. Had to qualify that. Those of you that had an opportunity to watch a game on Monday night, you're pretty excited, right? Oh, boy, here we go. My brother came up to Virginia Beach all the way to watch that game Monday night at FedEx because his wife loves football. He's not that much of a football fan, but she loves football. She's a huge Redskin fan, and she had never been to an NFL game before. They got tickets, came up, went to the game Monday night. My brother says, now it's hopeless. She is ruined for life because she thinks every game that she goes to is going to be just like that one was on Monday night. He was telling me the stands were rocking, the people were singing. It was just all the way through to the end, nobody leaving early. I don't know if I can live with her. That's what he told me. That's the way I want to look at what God is doing. I want to be excited about it. I want to be thrilled about it. I want to look forward to what God is going to do. It's exciting things, wonderful things. Fifth point, proven to Kevin, I do have notes this morning. I knew we'd have guests, trying to be on my best behavior and use notes. His word in the 12th verse. His word will satisfy the soul of the hearers. People have needs. People have wants. They have desires. They have desires for things they don't need. But God knows. God knows. We come during this season. We enjoy the Christmas music. Thrills us. We enjoy how beautifully the folks have decorated the church. Doesn't that look very nice? Doesn't that look very nice? I think most of them were down there decorating. They're downstairs, so they didn't hear us. We'll have to tell them a little bit later on. We enjoy everything about this, how it changes, how excitement you have to spend time with friendlies. They're friendly all the time, with friends and family. Easy for you to say. But the thing that means the most during this time of year is how God made a decision to send His Son. How that this Word would become flesh and live among us. Not just for God to pop down out of the sky and just make a change like that. No. The Word shall become flesh. Being born of a virgin, going through everything that you and I have gone through in our lives, but living a simply sinless life with one goal, that is to die upon a cross for you and I. If I was asked how I was going to do it, I would not have done it like that. Thanks be unto God, they never asked me. There's so many things the way God does it, He doesn't ask me. He instructs me to ask Him. I heard a story. There was a lady who went to the preacher. She says, you know, I'm at the age this about time I got married. So I got to find me a husband. The preacher, in all his wisdom, he started to counsel her and start to tell her about how she wants to be wary of changing God's purpose and timing. And she responded and she said, "Preacher, I don't want to change his timing or his purpose. I just want to be in on it." You know what I'm saying? I want to be in on it. And that's the way I think we should think about serving God, especially at this time of year. I want to be in on it. I want to be a part of the smiles and the warmth that I feel at Christmas time. I want to have that opportunity when there is a need to feel that, oh, you want to feel good about something? You help somebody that has a need at this time of year, and God will bless it. He's done it before, and He is going to continue to do that. I saw folks in these programs when they were done, they were absolutely beaming. A few have made mistakes, and the ones that kind of made a mistake here or there, more people came up to them and gave them a little closer hug, a little better pat on the back there and said, "You did wonderful because you did it from the heart." That's where I want to be. I want to be in it. I want to be in the midst of it. I want to enjoy this Christmas season. I want to enjoy everything about it. Excitement. Bah, humbug. I told you before, and I gave some instructions over to Mr. Williams, who's a wonderful teacher over at Calvary Road. They were kind enough to invite us over for their Christmas celebration. Their senior group is called the Pace Setters. Not the pacemakers that we call them. They don't like. Bob's a wonderful, wonderful teacher. He has the gift. You know those teachers that simply have the gift? They've got the gift. And also he's got a huge, wonderful heart. He's a big man. I told him the four stages of life. First, you believe in Santa Claus. Second, you don't believe in Santa Claus. Third, you become Santa Claus. And fourth, you look like Santa Claus. He looked at me and he says, "Is that all you got?" Then afterwards he came over, gave me the biggest hug. He says, "You know what? It's wonderful to be playing for the same team." Wow. It's wonderful to be playing for the same team. And that's what we do. It can be stressful. It can be frustrating. You can have so many things on your plate that you just simply don't know what to do. You can have more issues going on than a local newsstand. But I'll tell you one thing. If you simply focus on God and His Word and what He is going to do with that Word. Boy, good stuff. We're going to hear good reports on people that are going to have surgeries. We're going to hear good reports of people that travel a long distance just to be with friends and family. And what a wonderful time they have had because of God. We're going to see churches that are full. I believe. I tell you, when I go to these programs, I get all excited. I just do. I soak it in, and I don't have to do a thing but enjoy it. And I like it. I'm excited about what God is going to do through His Word. That's the word of encouragement today. In just a moment, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to bless this food that many hands have helped prepare downstairs in the Trust me, the rooms down there, they look beautiful. I was down there this morning, and they are decorated, and the colors are just looking, ooh, so nice. But the part that is going to be most special is the opportunity to share my spirit, your spirit. Opportunity to share a meal and fellowship in God's name. So I encourage you, if you're feeling a little down and a little off this Christmas season, open that word up. Start to read it. Place it within your heart. And God will not let it return void unto Him. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house. We have sung praises unto your name. We have read your word. We have tried to express what you've laid upon our hearts. And God, we are thankful about what you are going to do through your word. Heavenly Father, you heard each one of our prayer requests. We thank you for bringing in so many folks today. So many folks simply to gather together to lift up the name of Jesus, to share in the good things that you give us. But God, we also know that there are many needs. There are many folks out there that simply have hurting hearts, especially now, especially around Christmas, around New Year's. So we ask that you'll allow us to be a light unto them. You'll give us the boldness to pick up a phone, send a card, make a phone call. God will just lift someone's spirits. We ask that we can be used of you to be a part of your word. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you'll bless this food that has been prepared for us in the hands.